retirement.
Yes. Yeah, Ron, come in. Number one said that he told this reporter for UPI that there was nothing to this story.
Yeah.
He had no such information. Number two, Carmine Bellino, who has been an investigator in California, is not there, but is here in Washington.
Yeah.
They have nobody in California now. Number three, they have no information at all about any such matter. Number four, he's been trying to locate Irvin and hasn't been able to get him. He thinks he may be able to get him after 9 o'clock tonight. He said that they will take us up at their 9 o'clock meeting tomorrow morning with a view to issuing a statement at their meeting at 11 o'clock or 11:15, stating that the story is untrue. They have no basis for it, no facts known to justify it, and kicking the story. I suggest that they could do that sooner, but in any event, if it came to that, they should bear in mind your briefing schedule. Which is what, noon, I said.
Well, about 11 o'clock, because if it takes them from 5 o'clock the night before until, let's say, 10:30 the next day, then, you know, you made the point to them that they're open for a certain chastisement on that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is incredible.
Right.
Well, let them go. That's fine.
Well, let them just go. I wouldn't even say anything more to them.
That's right.
I agree. Your briefing schedule was, and they should be able to move their goddamn asses to the point of being able to react quickly.
Trainless.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm going out to dinner. If you need me, the operator will know where to get me.
All right, fine.
All right, fine.